The second station, the Garden of Gethsemane. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. You, who have suffered death for us, O Lord, have mercy on us. Jesus led his disciples to the other side of the Kidron Valley, to a garden called Gethsemane, and he said, "I'm going over there to pray. You sit here and pray for yourselves, that you will not sink into temptation." He took Peter, James, and John with him, and as they left the larger group behind, he became distressed and filled with sorrow, saying, "My heart is so heavy. I feel as if I could die. Wait here for me, and stay awake to keep watch." He walked a little farther, about a stone's throw, and he threw himself on the ground and prayed for deliverance from what was about to come. "Abba, my Father, I know that anything is possible for you. If you are willing, take this cup away from me, yet not my will, but your will be done." Then a messenger from heaven appeared to strengthen him. And in his anguish, he prayed even more intensely, and his sweat was like drops of blood falling to the ground. When he rose from prayer and returned to the disciples, he found them asleep, weighed down with sorrow, and said to them, "Why are you sleeping? Wake up and pray that you will not sink into temptation." And he said to Peter, "So you couldn't keep watch with me for just one short hour? Keep watch and pray, so that you will not give in to temptation, for the spirit is willing, but the body is weak." Then Jesus led them a second time and prayed the same prayer as before. "My Father, if this cup cannot be taken away unless I drink it, your will be done." When he returned to them again, he found them sleeping, for they couldn't keep their eyes open, and they didn't know what to say. So he went to pray a third time, saying the same things again. Then he came to the disciples and said, "Go ahead and sleep. Have your rest. But look, the time has come. The Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners."
Yeah.